We're doing the Ketush Anoch Mekochaim, the laws of Pesach. So the Torah says one should remove from one's home. Tashbitu se'o mibatechem. Torah says one should see to it that there is that the leaven is removed from one's home. Now, what does that mean? Lashbit leaven, se'or leaven, things that had yeast, things that rose. So technically, lehashbit really means to cease, just like Shabbat means to cease to do work. And if one decides that all the chametz in his possession is worthless to him, in his mind it's like dirt, so he's basically removing his ownership from it and he's removing any importance from it. So then, if a person really thinks that, so then he no longer has transgressed the din of chametz on Pesach. A guy once had a child hospitalized on the eve of Pesach. So he was going to burn all his chametz, but he wasn't home to burn it. He was out in the hospital, and no one had the key to their house. So he had no way of accessing his chametz. Now he's looking at his clock. What's he supposed to do? So the answer is, what's he supposed to do? He's supposed to do the biblical obligation of Tashbitu, where a person says, all the chametz that's in my possession is hereby not in my possession. To my mind, it's worthless. It's like dirt. I want to have nothing to do with it. Now, that's not such an easy thing to do. Usually, you don't think of a pretzel as dirt. You think of a pretzel as something yummy, which I might not be able to eat on Pesach, but you don't think of it as dirt. So, if a person really thinks, in my mind, it's dirt. If I would find any chametz in my house right now, I just throw it to the dogs. I throw it to the garbage. So then a person has really fulfilled the obligation of tashbitu. And as we said, there are instances where that's what a person has to do. And then a person hasn't transgressed bal yireh uval yimatzeh. Now, we say it. We have a text which we say right after we check for the chametz. And we have a text which we say right after we burn the chametz. In which we say, any leaven, any chametz that's in my possession, may it hereby be hefker. I relinquish ownership over it. And in my mind, it's like the dirt of the ground. That's why we stress it's like the dirt of the ground. What we're saying is, I remove any importance from it. And then, in that, one has fulfilled his biblical obligation, even if the kids hid a pack of Cheerios from him. Even if the kids hid a pack of pretzels from him. And somewhere in his house, there's a pack of pretzels he doesn't know about. He didn't find it. Even so, he doesn't transgress. Sure, it happens. You don't know, there are kids that hide salami in the yard. A person told me once, that him and his brother used to hide every Pesach. They used to hide packs of Cheerios in different places in the yard where the parents didn't know about it. Sure, kids do all kinds of things.
Doesn't the sale cover that kind of thing?
Oh, I guess the sale, if you're selling your chametz, that would cover that too, right?
Don't you have to sell your chametz?
You don't have to. There's no obligation.
Oh,
it's good
idea. Just in case.
So people think they're being extra stringent if they don't sell their chametz. A lot of people say, I'm going to clean and ensure I have no chametz. I don't want to rely on that leniency of selling chametz. I think it's a bad idea. Because I was once dorming, and we were a bunch of roommates. And there was a closet with a paper bag. And I figured, I've covered all my chametz. I checked all around the house. I cleaned really well. And I said, I don't have to sell my chametz. I got no chametz. I know, I live in this little apartment. I checked everything. But I didn't check inside that paper bag because it wasn't mine. So what am I doing rummaging through someone else's paper bag? Well, the roommates didn't check in the paper bag because it wasn't theirs. So they weren't going to rummage through someone else's paper bag. 2 months later, I asked the roommate, I said, you know, there's this paper bag up there on the top shelf. Do you know whose it is? Is it yours? Is it the other roommate's? He says, well, it's not mine. So we asked the third roommate and he says, it's not mine. So we said, okay, it's only the three of us. So one of us is making a mistake. We take it off the shelf and guess whose it was? Yours truly. It was mine. And there was a bag of pretzels inside. And here I had to rely on the bitul which I had done, where I said all the chametz. Yes, but had I sold my chametz that year, then I would have even more to rely on. So technically, I didn't transgress anything biblically, And even rabbinically, you know, I didn't think it was mine. I hadn't remembered that months earlier I had bought, one night I had bought pretzels in the paper bag. I never went shopping in that store before or afterwards. And I totally forgot about it. Every time I'd look at the bag, I was sure it was someone else's. So I wasn't about to look in someone else's bag.
But
okay.
At the moment, you're not for sure. You think you don't have any chametz in the house anymore. Can you still sell your chametz? For your feeling, you don't have chametz at all anymore.
Well, what you write in the sale is that any chametz that has remained in my possession, I hereby sell. So you have one more thing to rely on. So but the truth is that once you did your bitul, so you didn't transgress anything biblically, because you've removed what you knew of from your possession. But it is preferable, if a person can, why not do the sale?
So keep one bag?
No, we don't keep anything. If possible, we get rid of all the chametz. Some have the custom that they don't sell complete chametz. They'll only sell things that are a mixture. Others will sell even complete chametz. Okay, so we have to get rid of the chametz before the fifth hour of the day. So you look in a calendar. I have a calendar here. Where's my calendar? Here we go. So this year here in Jerusalem, what's the fifth hour? This year in Jerusalem, you're supposed to finish getting rid of your chametz by 10:28 here in Jerusalem. 10:28. You're supposed to be done burning your chametz, and you finish eating by 9:12, but they finish burning it by 10:28 for Jerusalem time. I have no idea, you know, anywhere else. You gotta check your own calendars. And then we also make a declaration that whatever chametz is in my possession, I hereby am annulling. I'm not interested in having any possession over it, as we discussed earlier. One can annul his chametz even if he isn't around, like the story we gave. You could be somewhere else and annul your chametz wherever it's located. A person's wife can do it. A person can appoint a messenger to do it. Ideally, we annul it after we've burnt our chametz. Here in Jerusalem, you'll see that the municipality gives out these special metal containers where they expect you to burn your chametz so that it doesn't. You don't have soot all over the city. You'll see. Almost every block has one, and people burn their chametz in that. What? I recommend that you plan the eve of Pesach to get up early. If you're firstborn, then you go and have a siyum. You partake of a minyan that's celebrating the completion of a masechet or a pris milah, and that way you don't have to fast on the eve of Pesach. And then you come home, you eat your last bowl of Cheerios, you eat your last chametz, and you gather whatever chametz is left and you go out and burn it. And then you got a lot to do. You got to make sure all your clothes are laundered and ironed, because you're going to have 7 days of Yom Tiv. So all the clothes are supposed to be ironed before midday. You got to make sure you've shaved and taken a haircut. Don't wait till the last day, because the lines are long and you should really be done by midday. You might want to go to mikvah. You want to prepare. And by noontime, you want to be ready for the Seder. Prepare whatever wine and grape juice you're going to want for the Seder in advance. Whatever matzah you're going to want in advance. Whatever pillow and goblet you're going to use, you should prepare in advance. So that when that afternoon comes, you don't have that much left to do. You could go and take a nap. Sleep a good 3 hours.
Hebrew?
What?
How do you say in advance in Hebrew?
Merosh.
Merosh,
that's right.
What do you
think? The burning of the chametz, after that, those clothing are going to be smelly. They're going to be filled with smoke. So the time to go to mikveh and take a shower and your shave and your shower and all that is after you burn the chametz.
And before the afternoon?
You could shower in the afternoon. You should finish your shave and haircut before the afternoon. When afternoon comes, it's really half a holiday. The afternoon, the eve of Pesach. And really, a person should be done with all his stuff by then. You could set the table. You could eat and drink. There isn't that much left to eat. So have a good breakfast. That's one of the things people usually don't do. The eve of Pesach, you should have a really good breakfast. Because that afternoon, you're not allowed to eat matzah. And you're not allowed to eat chametz. So people usually walk into the Seder very hungry. And it's very recommendable to get some tuna fish and cheese. So that's a filling thing you can eat in the afternoon.
What if you're Ashkenazi?
You can eat them separate if you're Sephardi. But and have a really good breakfast. In general, we'll conclude with a word of advice. What do you eat over Pesach? So there's a yummy thing called matzah cereal. What's matzah cereal? You take a bunch of matzahs and you crush them up into a bowl or into a cup. And you add hot water and coffee and sugar or cinnamon and sugar.
Unless you're acidic.
Unless you're acidic, right. And then you have the soft matzah with sugar and cinnamon or sugar and coffee and milk. And then my kids eat that for breakfast every day of Pesach. With coffee, yeah. It's the one week a year they get coffee, yeah. right, that's what they say. It's part of the excitement of Pesach. That, a lot of kids eat it with chocolate milk. But that's when I was in yeshiva, that was what I lived on all of Pesach. In my day, there were no meals in yeshiva on Pesach. So that was my breakfast, lunch, and supper. So I'd also buy butter and salt. Matzah with butter and salt is yummy. And tuna fish. And you can and matzah with tuna fish is also decent. So that's what I lived on when I was in yeshiva. Today you could also buy cheese. They have kosher Pesach cheese. You guys are going to have to... you shouldn't go hungry over Pesach. It is a holiday. So stock up on matzah. You can get matzah really cheap. You don't have to buy the shmura matzah for all of Pesach. I saw in some of the stores they're selling for some 38 shekel. I think I saw 2.5 kilo. That's a box like this.
You cannot finish all Pesach. I did last year. I didn't finish.
What, 2.5 kilo? That's good.
You don't have a family.
Right.
No, that's right.
Saying, but you guys should stock up now. There are a lot of sales. Get yourself the matzah you want to eat. It doesn't have to be too expensive.
Pesach rolls around?
I don't know.
Double price.
Things do, yeah. Things don't always stay on sale, but you should have matzah. Keep it kosher for Passover, right? Keep it closed until Pesach.
Sure, if you buy the
kosher of Pesach matzah, right?
You guys all want to get it. They have
last year,
whole wheat matzah. Whole wheat matzah that's being made and distributed by Rabbi Shalom Arush.
Yafeh. Make sure the matzah you're getting now is kosher for Passover. And this way you'll have food over Pesach. One of the things I invested in when I was a bachelor in yeshiva was I bought a ceramic mug for Pesach. And I bought, they have, here in Israel, they have, they call it a kaf chashmalit, an electric spoon. What it really is a heat element that you plug into the wall and then it gets hot. Now it has a handle. You put it in a ceramic mug. It boils the water for you. And all you have to do is immerse it in the mikvah, toivel it. And that way you could have hot water over Pesach too. You can make yourself tea, coffee, get kosher Pesach tea and coffee, or you can make the food I just told you. So that's when I was in yeshiva. That's how I subsisted with that electric spoon, with two ceramic mugs, plastic cutlery, and matzah, coffee, sugar, tuna fish. You could get regular cutlery. If you have regular cutlery, fine.
For Pesach.
For Pesach.
You need a special set of dishes for Passover?
Either a special set of dishes or you kosher your dishes. We'll discuss that as we continue. Bezat Shem, we'll get to that too.